Hello and welcome. It's hour number three. Hour number three. Ben Maller Radio Show. We go to the NBA, but we don't talk about the games in the NBA. We talk about the games off the court, the drama-o-rama. And the story of the week continues to be Ben Simmons causing problems in the Delaware Valley. He has now been accused of faking it. Mental illness and back pain not legit in Philly. What do you think about Ben Simmons' latest antics with the Sixers? We will discuss. We've got Big Ben's lame jokes of the week and a whole lot more coming your way right now in hour number three. Simmons the Shyster. Welcome in the beginning of yet another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are together in the air everywhere as we go on a rampage coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and mighty powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from deep inside the Magic Radio Box, the Fox Sports Radio studios in the North Woods. So our lead this hour comes from Pro Bouncy Ball. Now, I said I was not going to do regular season NBA monologues very often. But I've also told you that I go where the story is, and this is a wonderful story. This is a big meatball, a big spicy meatball. And it's about Ben Simmons. It's the obligatory Ben Simmons Maller monologue. I can't get enough of the story. It's a guilty pleasure. Every day there's a new revelation, which is better than the last. The ongoing stalemate between the unhappy sourpuss Ben Simmons and the Philadelphia 76ers front office continues to play out in the public square. Now, Simmons not following team guidelines, the team rules for the 76ers as he attempts to strong-arm his way to a trade. Then trade my ass. I would like to get out of here. Now, if you've not been paying attention, because you're like many that don't follow pro basketball until Christmas, maybe you've missed it. So Ben Simmons arrived and departed from the Sixer facility. He left claiming that he had a back injury, and he told the medical staff there they cleared him to practice, but he said, I can't practice there. And the 76ers are said to be livid, not only because of the back situation, but he claimed mental illness as well. And the Sixers, here's the big wow part of the story. The Sixers believe that Ben Simmons is faking all of the above because he does not want to face the Philadelphia fan. He does not want to play in the Sixers uniform. And the Sixers have a home game on a Friday here, and he don't want to play in it. And he don't want to play in any games at all. Doesn't want to wear the Sixers uniform again. And so he is pulling this, I got a bad back. Oh, my aching back. And I've got mental illness. Now, Howard Eskin, who's as Philadelphia as cheesesteak, Tony Bruno, and a tasty cake. Eskin says the Sixers are going to fine Ben Simmons every game that he misses, and he was the one that tipped us off to the fact that Sixers believe that Ben Simmons is lying. So let us discuss the question. What do you make of Ben Simmons' latest antics? What do you think about this? So my take, I've got Will Ferrell, Cartwheel, and Simon and Garfunkel. We'll put all these things together. Now, to tip it off, Ben Simmons continues to throw everything he can against the wall, right? And that wall would be the Sixers logo. He's mixing and matching different strategies. It's the kitchen sink, everything in the kitchen sink battle plan. So I'd like to address the latest reports in this Maller monologue. The back tightness, there's a lot to work through, so let's start with the back tightness thing. What this is Will Ferrell old school. Now, from time to time, I have told this story before, but this is how I relate to this story. Back in my early days, before I became Benny Blowhard, I was a radio stringer, which is what they call radio reporters. They don't have those anymore because the radio business got rid of them. But they used to have radio reporters. They got paid to go out and do updates on games and things like that. Internet pretty much killed that. But back in the early days when I was covering the NBA, this was the perfect alibi. Players who had a little too much debauchery on the road, a little too much fun, burning the midnight oil, not ready to play, would cry back tightness or lower back pain. It's one and the same. Why is that? There is no test that can prove, confirm a non-specific pain in your back. In fact, unless the medicine has changed, a number of doctors will tell you that the tests actually most of the time do more harm than good when there's a non-specific pain in your back, like tightness in your back. So if you want to get some time off as a pro basketball player, back in those days, you would say, oh, my aching back, and you would get a night off. This Ben Simmons story certainly smells like it's old school NBA. It is a house of cards situation. Now, furthermore, let's address the Komodo dragon in the room, the mental illness thing. That is a much more modern, nuanced approach. And if you were to say, toss-up question, what is more likely to work, the back tightness or the mental illness, you would go with the mental illness, that would be the one that would work for Ben Simmons. Simmons' team knows, the people around him, his posse, his group, they know that nobody, not me, not you, not the person in the back, nobody is allowed in a polite society to question an athlete if they play the mental illness card. It is a cartwheel or a back roll, whatever you want to call it, backward roll. It's out of the Simone Biles playbook. We learned during the Olympics, during the summertime, that if you quit on your team, even if it's in the middle of an event, the United States media celebrates your bravery if you cite mental illness. CNN will do documentaries about you. The political media make you a hero. We also saw that with tennis's Naomi Osaka as well. The third rail, my man, it's a third rail. But you have a force field protecting you if you go down that road, even if it's not true. Because how would we know if it's not true? You can't prove it's not true. You can't even ask the question if it's not true. And just like I say about racism, when people bring up things that they claim are racist that are made up, like Jussie Smollett, for example, that famous story from a couple years ago.
Racist.
It waters down the real stuff. Obviously, mental illness is a big problem. I've got relatives, friends that have suffered from it. I think it's a big deal. But when you use that and weaponize that to get out of wearing a Sixers uniform, that's bullcrap, right? And the Sixers, the reason this is the perfect one, not the back injury is not going to work, but the mental illness thing can work. And is likely going to be effective. The Sixers as a franchise are boxed in. They want to be woke too. They want to have a table, you know, seat at the woke table. So they have this public-private problem. Publicly, they are the champions of player rights and mental illness and all of that. And they will never publicly question the integrity. So privately, it is more probable than not that they were the ones leaking to Howard Eskin what a fraud Ben Simmons is, and you know, pull out your buddies in the media, your messenger pigeons, and get the word out. All right, last thing here. So do we have Ben Simmons story fatigue? I've read online, I've heard people on radio, I've seen talking heads say, I'm just so tired of the Ben Simmons story. And when I see this, I roll my eyes at this, the back of my head. I say, what kind of broadcaster is that? What kind of reporter is that? What kind of news instinct is that? This story is solid gold. It is. And any gas bag, blowhard, opinionator that claims that this story is played out and we were tired of it and we need to move, get a grip. Palace intrigue is the bedrock of what sports radio is. It is jet fuel to sports chatter. The idea that someone could say, well, it's a terrible story. There's reports this guy's faking mental illness to get out of Philadelphia. That's a great story. I cannot wait to see what kind of fool's errand Ben Simmons turns to next. And I'm not saying the Sixers are perfect, and they're not. You know, they're a bunch of weasels over there as well, but you've got the billionaire ownership side. the millionaire, multimillionaire ball player, and they are at Loggerheads. And Ben Simmons, his favorite song right now is that that old Simon and Garfunkel song, Faking It, right? From the 1960s, that line Paul Simon had, I know I'm faking it, I'm not really making it. And that would be where Ben Simmons is at this particular point in the story. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. If you would like to comment on that, we can certainly discuss. Also, the wacky and wild world of the baseball playoffs. The Dodgers staying alive, staying alive. Boy, did the Braves blow it? Boy, they really did, right? Dodgers had a bullpen game. Braves had their number one pitcher, most dominating pitcher in baseball, had an early lead. Freddie Freeman with a bomb early, and the Braves blew it. They can't blow back-to-back 3-1 leads, can they? Would that be the lowest moment in Atlanta sports history if that happens?
I believe they've done that 5 times in their history.
No, but back-to-back against the same back-to-back, team?
Oh, back-to-back, yeah. No.
You know what? Now that I think about it, what am I thinking? Nothing will ever top the Super Bowl. 28-3, right? Nothing can top that. Nothing will ever top that. It doesn't matter what the Hawks do. Doesn't matter what the Falcons do, or what the Braves do, rather. The Falcons will always have the title. All right, let's get to the NFL pick'em. Why don't we do the NFL pick'em right now? What do you say? We teased that earlier. Eddie went long there making fun of me, and so we didn't have time to get to it earlier. Time now for the NFL pick'em. We are going to pick a quarterback, a running back. We'll take a tight end and 2 receivers, and whoever gets the most fantasy points will be declared the winner. And with the first pick on the NFL Pick'em, for the games on Sunday and Monday, Edmund is in.
Oh, all right. I think it's a pretty obvious number one pick.
Don't do it, Eddie!
Got to go with Derrick Henry.
Wow. Come on, Eddie, don't do that, Eddie.
He's due for a regression to the mean. He is. Regression to the mean. Roberto.
I'll go with Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomey?
Yep.
Yeah. All right. The board has held. Give me eeny, meeny, miny, mo. I'll take a shot with Matthew Stafford of the LA.
Against the Lions.
What a homer pick, dude.
4 touchdowns. Koobaloop. Go ahead, Koob.
Great pick. Go with Alvin Kamara.
Wow. Right.
And Kyler Murray.
Ooh. Oh, the little fella.
Wow.
All right, I'll take Travis Kelce then. Thank you for that. Appreciate that. All right. Roberto.
I will go with Tyreek Hill.
Going heavy on the Chiefs. I thought you were a Raider guy.
Double points there.
All right. Eddie, double the back-to-back.
Action. Double action.
Give me Devontae Adams and Cooper Kupp.
Wow. Bad. Roberto.
Give me Darren Waller, baby. Darren Waller.
All right. I will take eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
What's going on?
Cool,
is that Cooper? You upset?
I always forget that tight end is such a...
Yes.
Like,
that's all right. You got your quarterback. Debo Samuel. I'll take from the 49ers.
Wow, you're a 49er fan now.
Yep. Go Niners. Go ahead, Coop.
I will go with Kyle Pitts and Jamar Chase.
Okay.
Little.
I hate doing it, but I think he's the best. Has anybody picked DeAndre Hopkins?
No.
Yeah, I picked him already.
You did? You did.
No, yeah.
No,
I
didn't.
I didn't hear him pick him.
Yeah, I did.
You did?
I didn't hear him pick him.
No, I don't think he did. I think he's lying.
He did not pick him.
He did not. You're a liar.
I did pick him.
Your nose is growing, Pinocchio. All right, I took DeAndre Hopkins. Go ahead, Roberto.
Aaron Jones.
Keeping up with the Joneses. Eddie, the back-to-back.
Let's go with Mark Andrews, and I need a quarterback. Let's settle for Tom Brady.
There's no settling. You don't need to say that. Roberto, go ahead.
I was being sarcastic.
I can go many ways here. I will go with A.J. Brown.
Okay, so I've seen the Detroit Lions run defense, so I'm going to take Daryl Henderson of the Rams as my running back. Go ahead, Coop.
Number 3 this week. Solid pick.
I'll go with Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown. Oh, is he going to play in that game? I heard he got in some trouble. No? Right. Well, there it is. The NFL Pick'em. Good luck.
To me.
To
Thank
one
you.
And all. Well, not actually to me. You know. We'll see what happens. That's why they play the game. That's why they play the game. Right. We got lame jokes of the week coming up a little bit later in the hour. And I really love my TV. I really love my TV. We'll get to that, and we will do it next. Love the Taliban. Oh, see, that was cut off audio. It's not even funny.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Listen up, Maller Militia. The Ben Maller Show is the show of the people, by the people, for the people. Join the movement and follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow our technical producer. He plays all the music and most funny sound bites of the Ben Maller Show. His first name is Roberto. His last name is Flores. You can follow him at Raider_Rob24.
The Tigers got a big one, too, I think.
And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
The Russian Kid writes in from parts unknown. Last we heard, Russian Kid was having some issues with the Maryland State Troopers. He says, Ben, the Ben Simmons is an embarrassment to all people named Ben in the world. Simmons is garbage. He's not that guy. You're not that guy, bro. You're not that guy and never will be. He says he'll take LeVar Ball over Ben Simmons, the great LeVar Ball. I'm right there with you. We love LeVar. Good content for the show. Ben Simmons, though, providing good content. If you want a Ben Simmons opinion, you got to go to Australia. He's an Aussie, mate. The Aussie muffed it. The Aussie guy, a connoisseur of this show. A man that helped create the Mallertown podcast, a spinoff fan-run podcast about this show, where you can hear an interview with Marcel in Brooklyn, Inca Terror, and others. The Aussie guy says, Ben Simmons has sent it was sent by these sports gods to troll the Philly fan. Playing the mental health card is a tremendous play. How can anyone who saw him in the playoffs deny he isn't struggling with his mental health? The Sixers are going to have to trust the process. So says the Aussie guy. Okay. Well, you could argue his entire life then, because he's never wanted to shoot from the outside, and he's never been that aggressive. So you want to go down that rabbit hole. Let's take some calls. It is a call-in radio show. Let's say hello to Charlie in San Antonio. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, happy Friday, guys. How y'all doing?
Oh, it's a wonderful day. My favorite day of the week. Cannot wait. Friday, fun day.
Hey, you know, I don't think the Ben Simmons mental health issue is going to play in Philly because, I mean, they're fancy horse crap. You know what I mean? And Bruce
yes,
Santa Claus.
Yes, yes. That was after the Eagles parade. When it, one of the great videos, I highly recommend it if you want to be disgusted. That Eagle fan that pulled the you know what right off the ground there and just ate a big bite out of it. Yeah.
At least it was fresh. You know, but
well, didn't that happen in Cleveland also? Though didn't something similar happen in Cleveland? I believe it did.
Yeah. You know, I can't speak to that. You know, sir. You know, I'm a Browns fan. Okay. I reside in San Antonio. Which currently is in the, if you look at the standings, we're above the LA Clippers. That was a great showing, by the way, from y'all tonight. Way to get the doors blown off of you in the beginning. And, you know, you stuffed the stats at the end of the game. That was, you know, you give yourself a pat on the back.
I'm glad you brought that up because the Clippers, the last 36 minutes of the game, the Clippers outscored Golden State 86-71.
But what about
domination,
the first 36?
A plus 15 situation.
And how about Eric Bledsoe? Wasn't that the
smooth performance by Eric Bledsoe, and we'll take that type of performance, that type of shooting performance, game. And I know I can tell by your voice here, Charlie, you're very concerned. The Clippers, listen, they didn't play well early in the game, and you know, Reggie Jackson, not Mr. October, but they still had a shot to win the game at the end, and they played a C-level game. You play a C-level game on the road, and you could beat a former champion like Steph Curry, have a shot to do it. That's unreal.
And you know what? I watched the Spurs game the other day, and you know, in the beginning of the season, the over underline was 29, and I'm like, man, we have, I wanted to put money on it, but I'm like, I got to see more because I feel like for sure, I thought for sure we're going to be a 20-win team. But after that incredible game against Orlando, you know, and all these, all our youth and athleticism, you know, so I actually placed a bet. So,
Charlie, Carl.
Let me fit. The Southwest Division title, right? So to win the our division, we were plus 2,200, and I was like, I'm looking at in our division, the only team we really have, you know, the Rockets, disaster. You know what I mean? They're good for four wins off the rip. The Grizzlies, kind of hit or miss. The Mavericks, they got Jason Kidd at the helm. He's gonna have some weird controversy. He's gonna throw water on the court. He's gonna drive that team into the ground. So, you know, I go big or go home, right? You know, so put my money where my mouth is. So,
all right, well, let's make it. Why don't we make a bet? How about this? How about let's bet $20 that you take the Spurs, I'll take the Clippers. Who's got the better record? How about that?
You know what? I will take you up on that because.
Okay, all right. That's a bet. All right, so that's the bet. So who has a better overall record, the San Antonio Spurs or the Clippers? Done. Okay.
Yeah, because you have Mr. Glass sitting on the bench over there. And did you hear that new rap album he dropped? Oh my God!
Wait, what's on the line here? What's the terms of the bet?
$20. It's a simple, straight up bet. Who has more wins in the regular season?
Because after watching tonight, and Paul, if the main horse in your stable is Paul George, remember when he was in Indiana and he was like a fledgling eighth seed in the East? No, the thing about the Spurs, you know, I like Devin. Right.
I just want to lock you in. I just want to lock you in again. You believe that Tim Duncan, Manu Ginobili, Tony Parker will lead
Ginobili
the Spurs.
Is a special advisor, and that is our secret weapon.
Yes,
He's gonna sprinkle knowledge on these young players. He's gonna give them the juice. You know,
I agree. I absolutely agree. And if any bats go into the arena, he'll be able to take care of the bats.
He is the Batman.
All right, I got to go. That's enough. We've reached our quota of Spurs talk. I must move on. No more Spurs talk. Let's go to Chris in Houston. Speak of the devil and he shall appear. Hello, Chris in Houston.
My God, I was thinking it was too much Spurs. I mean, come on. Ain't nobody want to hear about the Spurs.
I agree. I apologize. That was bad.
Call back to that dirty creek. Yeah. Look here, Ben. I really, you know. These Boston Red Sox fans, I mean, you lose a couple games and all of a sudden the team's cheating. Man, if anybody's cheating, it's the MLB. They put rules out for this crap. They have MLB officials in the lock.
Okay, so you're admitting now, you're changing your position. You're admitting now that the Astros are cheating again, but baseball's condoning it. Is that correct?
No. No, that's what it sounds like to me.
No, that's what it sounds like.
Blame the MLB. Look, they put rules in for this crap, okay? No player can go and watch a video. So get off the crap about cheating. Your team can't hit the ball. That's all.
You're disagreeing with a former American League MVP and a former All-Star and a National League NLCS MVP.
Of course. Screw them dudes. Them dudes sit at home coaching. Ain't nobody trying to deal with them dudes.
And what exactly are you doing?
Look, I'm not doing anything. I'm watching the games and enjoying it. It's fun for me.
Well,
you know,
I'm sure you're enjoying it. Your team's cheating and succeeding.
I got to tell you, the Angel fans, you know, they got a squint to watching Albert Pujols get up there and get hit. That's got a squint. I mean, come on. I was like, come on, you letting Albert Pujols. And that brought me up to a point, Ben, that pisses me off with Major League pitchers. And you know what? You had a point. That is a great bargaining tool for the organizations. With these pitchers, they waste too many of their pitches trying to be cute. How many times have we watched a pitcher go get up 0-2 on a hitter, and all of a sudden now they can't find a strike zone to save their life?
Yeah, no, it is a problem in baseball. Since the beginning of baseball, if you get two strikes on a hitter, the batting average of the hitter goes down in the toilet. It's always been that way. But now, you're right, these guys get two strikes, they're like, I'll throw a lollipop curve over here, I'll throw a slider in the dirt, you know, and all. What are you doing? Just strike the guy out. What are you doing?
I mean, you don't get that good morning, good evening, and good night pitcher anymore. You know, you got Max Scherzer, I think Justin Verlander was like that, Gerrit Cole. But it's not that many that's like that anymore. And now they just wasting pitches. And they don't, now this is
well, you forgot to mention Framber. Framber Valdez. You forgot to put him on that list of shutdown pitchers.
Oh, great. 4Ks. Yeah, that was a great spin rate. The guy's a ground ball pitcher. How about they not hitting
he had a lot more. He had a lot more strikeouts on his forehead. He kept rubbing his forehead. I wonder why.
Yeah, that make come you go on, man. Yeah. Anything to help you sleep at night. I want you guys to come back.
I don't sleep at night.
Play.
I sleep during the day. And I don't sleep very much.
Whatever helps you sleep. But I really want to see you guys take out the Braves because I really want to get a rematch of us two. I really want that to happen because I want to stick it in you guys' face. And look here, man. If y'all win, y'all win. You know, and hey, I'll be the first to congratulate you guys on winning. But all this whining and pointing fingers and acting like a little ex-girlfriend that got cheated on, you acting like some whiny bitches.
They're not acting like a girlfriend that got cheated on by an ex-girlfriend. They got cheated on. It's been proven they got cheated on.
And look, I got one more other thing to say, and I'm gonna stick to this bouncy ball, and I'm gonna declare this right now: the Clippers will not win a championship with Kawhi Leonard, the DJ.
Oh wow, that's a bold statement. F Altuve. Everybody. Yeah.
Well, when you said that was a bold statement, you sounded like there was a lot of sarcasm in your voice, which tells me that you don't believe that the Clippers will win a championship.
Well, they got to the Final Four. Kawhi will be back before the playoffs, and then the Clippers will go on a glorious run to the NBA Finals to win the championship. Yeah. Would you rather have the Rockets or the Clippers right now? Who would you rather have?
See, this is I've come to.
I mean, the Rockets might get the number one pick. They're a terrible team. Maybe they'll get the number one pick. Would you rather have the Rockets or the Clippers?
I'd rather be the Rockets. At least they're relevant in their city.
Yeah, I remember when the Lakers were relevant. They're so bad right now. You go out and get.
My buddy is going to a Clippers game. He got box seats for $30. Yeah, that's how relevant they are.
They're playing in Memphis. Where are they playing?
It's at Staples.
At Staples.
What is wrong with the Clippers?
Wait till they go to the Taj Mahal.
I've been working on this theory for a while now, and I'm pretty certain about it. And I haven't said it on air before, but I'm going to right now. I've determined that as far as you go with your favorite teams, the only one that you actually like is the Dodgers. Because it's the only team that you are.
It's not true.
It is. Yeah. It's the only one that you actually care about because it's the only one that you're actually rational when you break down the teams. The other ones you
what have I said that's irrational about?
You spew a bunch of BS.
What have I said that's incorrect about the Clippers? What have I said?
The list is endless.
Name one example right now.
That they're the top team in LA. That
they're the people's team.
No, they're not. You know in your heart that nobody cares about the Clippers in LA.
All right, hold on a second. Now the great Jake Warner, who used to work on the show, who had to take him to therapy. He came over. He's now in the Clippers.
Oh, you mean Benedict Arnold?
Yeah, he was a Laker historian.
Hold on now. He's on the Clippers payroll, so...
No, but
Jake... You can't blame anybody
getting his bills paid by... He's on my podcast today, the fifth hour, and I talked to Jake about this. Because when I worked with Jake, like everyone else at Fox Sports City, he was an a-hole Laker historian. But now he's come and seen the light.
They're paying him to.
No, they don't pay him that much.
If Coop got offered a job on the Clippers...
We're going way too long. What are we doing here? Look at the clock. We're going to have no lame jokes, and these joke writers are going to get all upset and say, why did I send my jokes in? You don't even use my jokes. And, God. All right, let's circle back to this. How about that? Can we circle back to this later? You're all wrong, and we can all go into that. But Jake did address the difference between the Clippers and the Lakers, and you want to hear what he has to say.
Clippers!
Yeah. Clipper Darryl. The great Clipper Darryl.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And you were talking about Daryl Morey earlier in the Ben Simmons situation. He was on the local radio there in Philadelphia, the Fanatic. And he says that,
it's not our station anymore.
Okay, never mind. Some other station.
Yeah.
Right. Said, yes, they are looking to try and make a deal for Ben Simmons, but they're not going to trade a star player for role players. He says, that doesn't help us. We will trade players of relevance for players of relevance. So if that doesn't happen, then Ben Simmons isn't going anywhere, he says.
All right, so that's weasel terminology. I'll tell you why. Who defines what a star player is? What is your definition of a star player? Whoever Philadelphia gets, Daryl Morey can say, this guy's a star. He's a star. There you go. So you can trade him for anybody, and you'll get a star in return because you just say, that's a star. Whoever you got is a star. You're a star. I'm a star. Everybody's a star. Star, star, star. It's like Star Wars. It's the Ben Maller Show, and we've got lame jokes. Why don't we have a little preview of lame jokes right now, and then we can have the full extended dance remix, right? Hit that button, Roberto. Go ahead, hit that button right there. We'll have some lame jokes. Here we go. This is very exciting.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Lame week.
Lame week who? It's Big Ben's lame joke of the week.
All right, here we go. What happened when Lizzo ran towards the deli?
Oh, no. I don't know. What happened?
She pulled a hammy. It's Alex the Cynical. Funny guy, but he's an Astro fan. Did you hear that Lizzo was recently spotted walking with a large cane?
A large cane?
Yeah, it was a candy cane.
Oh, yeah.
So there you go. That's a Surfer Todd, the comedian. How do you know when whale mating season has begun?
I don't know. How do you know that?
Apparently, Lizzo pulls out the lingerie. Apparently. That's Alex the Cynical, again, from Texas. What do you get when Lizzo and Robbie hook up for dinner?
I don't know.
A super-sized meal, Eddie, is what you get right there. Come on. Lizzo, we got a lot of Lizzo jokes this week. Lizzo is so wide.
How wide is she?
She is so wide that LeVar Ball can't tell her to stay in her lane. It's Inca Terror, the classically trained musician in upstate New York. Last night, we learned that Jed Who Fled is a sweater.
That was unfortunate. Yes, we did.
Yeah. The police actually beg to differ. They call him a pullover. It's Inca Terror there. In what part of a hospital is there zero privacy?
I don't know.
In the ICU. Nothing like a good hospital joke. I know, it's good, though. That's a professional comedian. It's Surfer Todd, the comedian. He's done comedy shows around Los Angeles. Let's see here. What did Monica Lewinsky have to say about former President Bill Clinton being released from the hospital last week?
What did Monica have to say about that?
Well, she said this time she was glad she wasn't there for the discharge. For Todd, the comedian again. What is the medical reason behind all of John Gruden's actions?
I don't know. What's the medical reason?
Well, he has a CRI, cranial rectal inversion. So Chip from Maine. Why is this John Gruden? Why is this John Gruden's favorite time of the year? Favorite time of the year?
I don't know why.
Well, it turns out he's a fall guy. He's a fall guy. All right, let's pause for the cause. We'll have an extended version of Big Ben's lame jokes of the week for the rest of the hour. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We are always looking to proliferate the Maller Militia, help our grassroots movement, add new listeners to the Ben Maller Show, support our noble efforts by posting comments about the show on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and all other social media. You have the power to influence others to join the cult of the Ben Maller Show. And now live in the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
And right back to the lame jokes of the week. Very exciting here. Did you hear that thousands and thousands of blind people have canceled their eye replacement surgery, Eddie?
No, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, it's because Lizzo has promised to wear another see-through evening gown. So they're out on that. That's Gordon in Tacoma. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki has been accused of spreading false information, promoting hypocrisy, and pandering for a corrupt organization.
Oh, like yeah? Oh,
I didn't know she that. Says she's getting inspiration by watching Alex Rodriguez discuss the Astros and the Red Sox. That's Gordon in Tacoma. All right. Did you know that most people didn't even realize the NBA started their new season this week?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, neither did President Biden. That's from Just Josh who sent that one in. Why did Russell Westbrook look so terrible in his Laker debut?
Why?
Well, it turns out during practice, he got a run in his pantyhose, and that was a problem, so he was unable to get that done there. That's James the Machinist. Now, visiting players have found that the Lakers' water mixed up in their water.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they know it's the Lakers' water because their teeth are in it. George in Rochester, Minnesota sent that one in. These are from Hillbilly. Our buddy Hillbilly Mike sent these in.
Well, racist.
When Doc Mike flies into a city to meet a hot chick, how does he prefer to get around?
I don't know.
He travels exclusively by yellow cab. He likes the yellow cab. Why was Spin Cycle Regina turned off by her hot tub encounter with Doc Mike?
Why was that?
Apparently, the hot tub made his Depends blow up, so it was a little awkward there. Coop, you got any jokes, Coop? It's Big Ben's Lame Jokes of the Week.
Eddie, the Clippers are so irrelevant.
Oh, how irrelevant
that's
are they?
That's not a joke. That's not a joke.
Justin in Cincinnati can afford season tickets.
That's not funny to anyone. Nobody knows.
That should be the
nobody
closer.
Knows Justin's in poverty and on the hardscrabble streets of Cincinnati. You're mocking him. How dare you? Just because he can't afford to pay his phone bill. I mean, what's wrong?
He sent me that joke.
Yeah, I'm sure he did. Why does Sir Scratchoff's cousin get really mad at him once a year?
I don't know. Why is that?
He always forgets the anniversary, Eddie. So I don't know why that is. That's Chris in Des Moines. Why do scientists want to do a study on Doc Mike?
I don't know. Why would scientists want to do that?
Well, they want to take a look inside of a pea brain. So, Just Josh. There you go. Thank you, Just Josh in Cincinnati. This is from Kathleen. Do you know what Doc Mike and Spin Cycle Regina did after the massage?
I kind of don't.
Yeah, they had a few drinks, it turns out. They just had a... Yeah, that's all they had. All right, let's see. What is the title of Doc Mike's new self-help book?
I don't know. What is it?
Urine, My Way. Yeah, it's Chip from Maine who sent that one in. Why will the jokes about Doc Mike and Spin Cycle Regina's wedding reception be so popular?
I don't know. Why will they be so popular?
The punchlines will be short, so... Like that. What should Spin Cycle Regina do after meeting Doc Mike?
I don't know. What did she do?
No, what should she do?
Oh, what should she do? What should she do?
An extra rinse is what she should do. That's from Brendan from Boston who sent that one. You ain't kidding on that. What's the most important advice for guests at the alleged Doc Mike Regina wedding?
I don't know.
Avoid the open bar, Eddie. Avoid the open bar. At all costs. You got anything else, Coop?
No, that's it.
Coop's already out of the show. What happened to the offensive jokes? Did you hear about Whoopi Pie Blair and Hayes' new self-help radio show?
No, I have not heard about that.
Yeah, apparently the best way to start a self-gratification podcast is with a couple of jerks. Chip from Maine sent that one in. Who will be Raz Quit the Band's biggest competition in next year's talent show?
I don't know. Who's his biggest competition?
You're not aware of that, Eddie. Interesting. I thought you'd get that right away. That would be Kyrie Quit the Nets will sing the Change the World in B flat. He's going to sing that, Eddie. That's
what?
You didn't like that joke? That joke didn't resonate with you? It's a tough crowd here. How dare you? It's Big Ben's lame jokes of the week. You know what? I think that's there's a few others here, but these
get
are
in on that one.
You want me to do more? I'll do more.
One more.
Anything's got to be a better closing than that one.
I don't know about that.
Another Lizzo joke.
All right. What is Lizzo's favorite place to shop?
I don't know.
Forever 221.
There you go.
That's the closer. Anthony in Anaheim with the closer. Got it in, Anthony.
More like 321.
Yeah.
Well, he went low. He's giving Lizzo the benefit of the doubt on the 221.